general faithful, special favor. And good news is special everybody that in the life of Sharia, every Muslim, some other secondary of Vilayat the Amma, every Muslim is a saint. Every Muslim is a saint. Saint means wali. Wali means friend of Allah. The logic behind it is very simple. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears, likes us, he loves us. When he loves us, he has made us Muslim. That is sufficient proof that Allah loves us and he has made us Muslim. Allah is our friend. Allah is our friend, therefore we come under the category of Vilayat al-Amma, a general statement. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like us, we should not have been fed to Iman or Islam. The mere fact that we are fed to Iman and Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, loves me, loves all Muslims. That is why Alhamdulillah, we are the title of the Kalima, we are believers in the Kalima. That is why each individual Muslim is a saint of Allah. Now special things to repair to those who are getting proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gaining nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our concept, respect to others, especially as Indian Muslims, we generally, unfortunately, at times, tend to, and we are inclined to Indianize our Islam. As a result, we put one concept in our head about sainthood, about belief, about a pious person. We feel what they say, he must come walking on the walk of water. Then he's safe. He must come climbing in the air. Then he's safe. And then he must make some miracles. He must do some tricks. Then he's safe. Fatwa Alamdari says clearly that if a person comes walking on the water, comes flying in the air, and he does not adopt the sunnah, then he is not a saint to be the subject of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The subject of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr Baghdadi rahimahullah alayhi, saint of the time. He was classified the head of the saint of the time, of his time. Respect to others, but first he said to him, and he said to him for 10 years, he said to him. Oh, only 10 years he said to him. In his company. And after 10 years, respect to others, he said, no, I am going away, but I am disappointed. Others said, I am quite disappointed. He said, so I am very disappointed that 10 years, I never see anything you do. See what you mean? Anything you do is you never see walking on the air, flying the air, and doing your tricks. I never see you doing one thing. So this Vinay Pagdani Rasul had asked him that, what do you want? He said, no, no special thing I see from you. So this Vinay Pagdani Rasul had asked him that, in these 10 years, did you see me contravene the sunnah of Rasul? Did you see me contravene or go against the sunnah, do something which is against the sunnah, do something against Sharia? In 10 years, did you see me do this? He said, 10 years, I never seen you do something against Sharia. So what more do you want to have? Similarly, our position is like that. As soon as we become regular in salat, we start making some tasbihat, we read Durood Sharif, we read some Quran, and then decide you will be a little bit pious, then you want to see some dreams now. Now you're waiting for dreams. You're waiting for some dreams now. You see you getting up. Then you want to see some light. You see the same food is colored, so you will see colors. Maybe you're practicing your colors in the hallucination. Respect to others, you'll be saint of the day, you only see one dream, you'll still be saint of the day. You can be saying without seeing anything respected in the dream, without thinking of the local boss in your dream too. To have dreams, pious dreams, or nice dreams is a part of this too. It's not qualification that when you come to register a stage, there's a dream chair.
especially elders. But we are people, you see. Much as we, recognize and now I'm not sure that we can be good to you. So let me say this question, please. But first, he looked to one face. And they told him that there is by higher prices, I say. He went to change his company. Change his company. You see, this person here, holding his business. He's busy protecting, he's buying, he's selling. He's busy in his business. He's working hard in his business. So this person is staying with his wife. And then, he told him one day that while they were walking after Akka, generally people walk to ease their mind and their brain. So there's no fuel in. And he told him that, see, I want to now leave you, I want to take your leave. But I'm disappointed. What is the one? The whole day you're making business, you're transacting, you're buying, you're selling, you like to work this way. So this person told him that, where are you going? He says, I want to go towards Makkah now, on the way Umrah. So the same story is here. We are walking on the road, and this road here is going towards Makkah. This road is going towards Makkah. Let's carry on, let's go towards Makkah. Let's carry on, let's proceed towards Makkah. So the person told him that, no, they are back at home, at your residence. I've got my chadar, I've got my cloak. I got my cloth. I want to go pick it up. I want to go pick it up. So the same story is here. You saw my empire and my business empire. Say, yeah, I prepared to leave all of them and walk straight from here for Makkah and go for Umrah. And you attach your life to that one cloth. You attach your life to that one cloth. One cloth you have prepared to leave. And I prepared to leave that entire empire and walk straight towards the Makkah to Mukarram. Elders. So now we have to start knowing what is painful, who is the same, how do I identify this, and our concepts that are inside our head to take them out. For example, respected elders, if we have to say that, you know, in other countries, besides in your past, because we are set in our thinking patterns, we see, listen, if there is a change, it has to be from India and Pakistan. Has to be from India. So most of them we talk about change and painful has to be from India and Pakistan. The whole world is going to be part of the region. So if we have to say, you know, there is a change in Egypt at the moment, or there is a change in Turkey, or there is a change with respect to the other parts of the world, then how? How can we change in other parts of the world? It is only produced in India and Pakistan. This is our mentality, our belief, our attitude. You said, brothers, I talked about Turkey and Egypt and all those areas. And if we have to talk about change in Zambia or Malawi or in Sudan, where the color of the skin is darker, then say, how? Can that be changed? Why? Because in our mind we have got a culture which has to be broken. Change rules, society does not depend on the color of the skin. Hazrat Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه was not a fair-looking person. But Hazrat Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه respected elders, his Sahabi, and he such a Sahabi of Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم that on the night of Miraj, the Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم went up there, that the footsteps of Bilal walking on the surface of the earth was sounded in them. What was the color of the skin? We've got this problem in our city. That is why you see, when you look at a fair looking person, you see this is the same. Earlier, rascal of our day. So, faithful, piety, righteousness does not depend on men's values, or the car you drive, or the mansion you live in, or where you go, where you come from, or which side or which village you come from India. That doesn't depend, especially elders. Faithful depends on righteousness and piety and fear of Allah and preservation, and staying away from the major lessons. And our concept of faithful is what? Respect is elders. It was saying, ہم نے رکعت کی صلاۃ بھی دی تھی، ہمیں قرآن بھی دے دی تھی، ہمیں ذکر بھی دے دی تھی. اس سے پہلے I say by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that person who is serving in your madrasas and is real salary, respect to the elders, and is worried about where he is getting his deals from, is in the state of the day. The person who is running with our room is in the state of the day. The person who respects the elders is earning a halal machine in his business, in his taxi, provided in halal and not haram, respect to the elders is in the state of the day. The person who is regular in his salah, and when you look at a Muslim, he's got a beard like a Muslim, he's externally like a Muslim, and he's engaged in halal learning, but he's not making 30 wrong rakats of salah, no 100 rakats of salah, and not reading Shofar Quran, reading Shofar Quran, in the state of faith. We should not also specify that this is painful or evil belongs to this group, or painful belongs to this group. Removing the pain from my family, say, respected elders, and please prompt me how I say, please prompt me how I say. In South Africa, at the moment, respected elders, we have got the Tabi Jamaat doing wonderful work, we have the Santa doing wonderful work, we have got the Darul the Institute doing wonderful work. But even person has to say, prophetically and connectively, that only faith comes from the Tabligh Jamaat, only faith comes from the Khanqa, only faith comes from the Darul, this is a wrong concept and a wrong view. Because saying good is not restricted, respect each other. And we should learn to live with each other, respect each other, love each other, honor each other, and work with each other. And have broad vision. The deen of Islam is not narrow. The meaning of Islam is wide. We have to understand this concept and realize that service of deen, upliftment of deen, is not only with the Darul Uloom, not only with the Khanqa, not only with the Tabligh Jamaat, but with everything put together, then we will get deen. We should not have this concept that only they can say it, only they come from the Tabligh Jamaat, or they say it from the Khanqa, and from the Khanqa also, that we have this grouping now, that you know, my faith is better than your faith. Where is this concept? No, the Shishiyah is better than the Shishiyah. The Shishiyah is better than the Shishiyah. This is disunity and this is creating difficulties in our society. Why? Because we have not realized the broadness of Islam and the broad vision of Islam. And when we realize the broad vision of Islam, we will respect each other and move towards progress of Islam. Saying who does not belong to my village or your village or my grandfather's village or your grandfather's village, and saying who does not believe belongs to inheritance. No one becomes by inheritance. Sons of prophet the time for hell. Nuh alayhi salam's son is going towards hell. Husband is going towards hell. Jerome is going towards hell, his wife is to Jannah. Lut alayhi salam is going to Jannah, his wife towards hell. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah, his uncle Abu Talib, Jahannam. When prophets could not save their own children and their own families, and their fathers, and their mothers, and their wives, and their uncles, their faithful is also not inherited. The difference between saints and the prophets, respected elders, understand clearly that the one thing Nabi always is Nabi, but once the saint, he can be a saint today and a rocker the next day. He can be a rocker, a scoundrel the next Thursday and become a saint the next day. Historically, we can prove that the story of Vijay Bhagavad Gita is the last. And a saint is a not required to perform a karamah, a supernatural action to prove that he is a saint. And a Nabi, a Rasul of Allah, by his hand, a miracle, a mu'jiza is produced to show a proof of his nubuwwah, not a proof of divinity, of divinity. So once they say, today we are saying that tomorrow is be removed from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should be our attitude towards saints, towards righteous people? And I explain to you that every Muslim is a saint. Wilayat al-Amma. And then you get people who gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A saint is not born a saint, a saint becomes a saint. A Nabi is born a Nabi does not become a saint. A saint has decided that you make yourself devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you become a saint. One point before I conclude, I close your head and some of you show. And understand that we very clearly that we should love the saints, respect the saints, honor the saints, but don't worship the saints. Don't worship. Worship is only for Allah. Sijda is only for Allah. Ruku is only for Allah. Standing in ibadah is only for Allah. Do not become worshippers of living beings. This is for me. This is for me. Worship Allah. Everything happens by the will of Allah. Yes, pious people can make dua for a person. Righteous people can make dua. You and I can make dua to each other. Over respect of saying good, for saying. And every person that comes, not necessarily, he may project himself as a saint, but he's not a saint. Much more has been said on this topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand and practice the wa'akhir da'wah.